G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions with Shitty and Sting. We did drop a couple last week, but tell you what, we're still pretty well flying along this year. So if you haven't got yourself a copy of our book, the 2014 AFL Punters Guide, once again, do yourself a big favour and go out and grab a copy from your local news agency. It's our Bible and that's where all this good stuff comes from. What are you thinking this week, Sting?
I really struggled this week. Yeah, round three, round four, round five is always that little hard bit between when you back your pre-season predictions for sides and you're now trying to merge them with what you've actually seen, and particularly sides that you're questioning whether you've underrated or overrated. What do you do with them? I find these really bad weeks around round four or five. I'd be pretty happy to keep it quiet this week relative to the first three, but with an 18-5 start, we can get away with that.
Very good. Very good.
We open things up on Friday night at the MCG with Richmond hosting Collingwood. Tigers getting between 7.5 and 9.5. Total points line opened in the 170s. It's now down to 165.5. Originally, I was thinking this was a two-bet game. I like Collingwood at the minus. They've won the last six against the Tigers, all by at least 3.5 goals. They beat them by 6 goals last year. So I'm pretty happy to lay the 7.5. I was also very keen on the under, the neat trends, both for teams off six-day breaks, which both of these teams are, and night games are terrific, but gee, mid-160s is a very tight line. I can't play it anymore.
I was actually, I was probably on the flip side of the coin of both of those, regardless of previous form. I was thought 7.5 start for Richmond just looked really juicy for mine, but then I remembered how shit they've been all year, basically, so far, and that quickly kiboshed that. Overs 165, that seems to me like it's a play most times. Surely that's a play most times. Should be a free-running affair, but once again, I just can't bring myself to get into it. Happily leave this one alone.
It is a very low line, and one that's moved significantly since Monday. We move to Saturday afternoon at the Adelaide Oval. Port Adelaide hosting the Lions. Power laying about 6 goals here. Total points line in the mid to high 180s.
Well, I guess it just comes down to whether or not you think Port Adelaide are playing better football than the Gold Coast, because at the end of the day, Brisbane played in relatively pretty much home conditions last week up on the Gold Coast and were absolutely spanked, the Lions. They just could not get it for love nor money. I think Port Adelaide and Gold Coast are very, very similar units at the moment. Port Adelaide probably just got a touch more run in them, and on the strength of that, just the way, tough game last week, bad beat against North Melbourne, but I think they'll come out and I think they'll give the Lions a bit of a spanking, so I'm going to play the minus.
Yeah, I couldn't find one here. I think the Port are very rarely favourites of this size, so there's not a lot statistically to go on. In my head, to lay 6 goals, you've got to feel they're a fair chance to actually win by 10 goals. And
go with your gut, mate.
Junk time worries me. Just these games where they're 40-odd up and they put the cue in the rack, these six-goal lines always make me really nervous, unless I think they can be 6 goals up at half-time and go on with it.
6 goals up at quarter-time, mate. They'll do it easy.
No play for me. We go to the MCG Saturday afternoon. Carlton hosting Melbourne. Carlton laying 6 goals, total points line started in the mid to high 170s, already down to a flat 170.5.
Originally really liked the under on this game. Again, same reason as last week. Melbourne just can't kick a score. They'll massively battle to put 8 to 10 goals on the board. Carlton, well, they've been kicked from pillar to post all week after their abysmal effort last week. You'd expect them to come out and show a bit more this week against the lesser opposition in Melbourne and really try and drive a point home and get one for their fans. But the way they played last week, shit, I couldn't bet them. I could not bet them, because at the end of the day, that was some of the worst football I think I've ever seen.
Nothing to add from me. In a mid-170s line, this would have been an unders play, but gee, 170 in a day game doesn't leave you a lot of space. And I couldn't even contemplate either side of the line. This was a pretty easy lay down.
Beautiful.
We go to Manuka Oval, Saturday twilight game for GWS hosting the Western Bulldogs. GWS getting 7.5 to 9.5, total points line mid to high 170s.
Just about game of the round for mine, to be honest. Two sides on the up, a lot to like about the way both sides are playing their football at the moment. They've got excitement through the middle, excitement at both ends. It's going to be a very hard-fought battle. The only bet you could probably think about here would be the under, given it's supposed to piss down in Canberra on the weekend. Again, loving that. Absolutely loving the rain at the moment. It's beautiful. Hopefully the rain does hold off and we can get a decent game of footing. I'm going to be sitting up on the hill. So if you see a Yobbo out there in a Hawthorn jumper, that'll be me. But other than that, yeah, look, couldn't get a bet. Just enjoy the footy.
I couldn't find a bet here either. Dogs have won both games between these teams at Manuka, but they did win by less than a kick last year. So I think the line's pretty much right. The Giants have shown a fair bit in the first 3 weeks. Dogs were by far their most impressive this season last week. Pretty easy laydown for me. Saturday night, we're at Metricon Stadium on the Gold Coast for the Suns hosting Hawthorn. The Suns getting about 4 goals start, total points line 182.5.
Hawks are just a bit irresistible at the moment. It's been said in numerous corners that their first half against Fremantle was as close to footballing perfection as you could put together. I just love the wealth of options they have at the moment, especially through the forward half of the ground. You know, if it's not Bruce or Rioli, it's Puopolo or Isaac Smith running through the midfield. They use the ball incredibly well. They're a great kicking team. Gold Coast, super impressive as well last week. I mean, Gary Ablett, what more can you say about him? But the youth around him just seemed to grow an extra leg. I don't think that Hawthorn will allow them to play that brand of football, though. I think they'll maintain possession. They'll just use their smarts and use the ball. Be it at Metricon, I still don't think 4 goals is enough, and I'm going to take the minus again.
They were outstanding last Friday night against the Dockers, which was just wonderful for those of us who took +4.5 on the Monday night.
You're guilty.
The queue was in the rack very quickly there. Yeah, hard to disagree with most of that. I just can't get past how plucky an underdog Gold Coast can be at home, and that is a big start. If I had to have a bet, I'd be betting the Hawks minus, but I think this one's pretty comfortable for me to leave alone.
Weak as piss, mate. Have a crack.
We go to Cardinia Park on Saturday night for Geelong hosting West Coast, and I will have a crack here.
Oh, yeah.
Geelong laying 21.5 to 23.5, total points line 175.5. I'm going to play the under. The Eagles 7-2 to the under as road underdogs since 2012, but the big one is their 17-5 under in twilight or night games, and they're 21-6 over in the day.
Wow.
They are. You just look for where the sun is and you bet the Eagles game accordingly.
There you go. That's a resounding stat. That's a very good get from you. Well, my bet sort of leads into yours a little bit, I guess. I thought 23.5 start for the Cats was far too many. I understand West Coast haven't had a great deal of opposition thrown up against them so far this year, but they're up for the task. Lacroix out, notwithstanding, it'll give Josh Hill a run. He's been chomping at the bit, emergency first 3 rounds. He'll be out to try and cement a spot, so I don't think they'll lose too much in that regard. Cats have got a couple of really, really good key defenders, but it gets pretty thin pretty quickly, and I think they'll struggle against the big four from the Eagles, and they'll lose the capacity to play Taylor forward, so they lose a bit of diversity through their mix. And yeah, I think 23.5 is a bit too many, so I'm going to play the dog here and take the points.
A 70 to 60 arm wrestle would be just tremendous on all counts.
Yeah, loving that.
Sunday afternoon, we're at the SCG for the Swans hosting the Kangaroos. The Swans laying between 17.5 and 19.5. Total points line opened in the mid-170s, but the weather in Sydney at the moment's pretty inclement, so that's moved down to the high 160s. I'm keen on the Swans at the minus here. North Melbourne is an interstate proposition, have been horrendous the last couple of years. They've only covered 4 of their last 16 on the road. Swans are really good in day matches. They're 18-7 against the spread in day matches since 2012, but only 11-17 when it gets dark. And if the weather was a little bit better, I'd be happy to parlay this into the over, but it may well be torrential. You're going to bet Manuka Saturday afternoon, I'm going to bet Randwick, and I'm fearing a heavy 10.
Very good.
But Swan's minus for me.
Yeah, good bet. It's a good bet. I'm not going to back it because, as I say ad nauseam, I'm one in a million backing the Swans, which I really should back them because I hate them. No, only joking, Swanee supporters, I love you all.
I don't.
The minus is definitely the play. North have been good in patches. They've got home on the strength of Burma Harvey's couple of outstanding last quarters. Little stat with Burma Harvey, since 2011, he's averaging 24 touches a game and a goal and a half. Against the Swans, with Nick Smith sitting on his ass, he's averaging about 14 touches and less than half a goal. So I think he'll struggle to have the impact he's had. It won't let him get off the chain, and that's going to work towards the Swans getting home, but no bet for me.
As someone with a Swans minus ticket, I'm pretty happy to hear that. Etihad Stadium, Sunday twilight game. We've got St Kilda hosting Adelaide. St Kilda getting about a goal start. Total points line in the low 180s.
St Kilda getting a start, or are they giving a start?
They are getting the start.
Oh, okay. Well, I must have read that back to front, because I had my whole spiel surrounded around the fact that they were giving up a start, and every Adelaide supporter should go and hide under their bed for the rest of their life, because that is absolutely bloody disgraceful.
They're not getting much, though.
Either way, it's not what it should be. And, look, to the Battle of the Battlers, I'm not going to get involved in this. St Kilda are a massive chance to win this game, to be honest. Adelaide are horrible, deplorable, find another adjective. Paddy Dangerfield's a massive, massive cloud to play this week. He's about their only top liner at the moment. Can't see him kicking a score, but, look, cannot put money on St Kilda. Refuse to do it.
I couldn't find a bet here either, though. On 2014 form alone, St Kilda are the form side of these two, which is not saying much.
Yeah.
But at least they've shown a little bit of heart, which is more than can be said for the Crows. We cap off the round Sunday at 5:40 our time, 3:40 WA time. Paterson Stadium, Subiaco for Fremantle versus Essendon.
Woof.
The Dockers laying 3.5 to 5.5, total points line 170.5. Can you find us one?
I shouldn't, but I have. Whether it's my inherent hatred of Essendon, I'm not sure what it is. Bombers, super impressive. Got to love the way they go about it. I just think Fremantle at Subiaco, far different proposition from what they served up on Friday night, where they looked disinterested. Guarantee you they've copped a massive bake all week. Not least of which Aaron Sanderlands, who Lee Matthews described as the most overrated player in the AFL. The Hawks did get off the leash with Sandy a little bit, running him into the ground. I think on the narrow confines of Subiaco, the capacity to actually run him off the ball isn't going to be there to the same degree. And I think I'm backing the big fella to have a real big game, and I'm going to back him to get the Dockers across the line in a close one, but 3.5's enough points for me to get involved.
Yeah, no bet for me. I can't bet against the Bombers, obviously enough. I was tempted to actually back them at the plus here. Essendon won the last two versus Ross Lyon, both at Subi. And predating that, the Bombers had a pretty decent record against Lyon's Saints, even in a number of games where we went in as massive underdogs. I'm not sure what it is about the Essendon list, but there's something about it that creates problems for Ross Lyon coached teams.
They're wankers.
That's one theory. I've got some more accurate ones. But nonetheless, emotional investment would be more than enough for me here, so no play. Good. My three this week, Collingwood at the minus, Swans at the minus, and the unders in the Geelong West Coast game.
I've got Port Adelaide at the minus, I've got the Hawks at the minus, I've got the Eagles at the plus, and I've got Freo at the minus.
Hopefully some of those favourites get up, but not all of them.
Get around it, guys. Have a good weekend and good luck.